All right, it is wonderful to see you here this evening. It's a great blessing to be here in God's presence for worship. I want to welcome any visitors we have among us. We're grateful that you're here, and I pray that we're an encouragement to you. Now, I asked John not to do the PowerPoint. I'm not going to do the lesson that I was originally going to do. And there's a reason for that, and the main reason is what we were allowed to do this afternoon, going together as a church and singing with and for Brother Spicer there at the hospice center. And it was beautiful. It was wonderful. Thank you for those who were able to come. It was uplifting to Tom and his family, and I believe very uplifting to us. And I know that our sermon series for the evening, we're talking about life after death, and we're going to talk about are the souls of the redeemed conscious. A great topic. We'll go ahead and look at that probably next week. It was a very overwhelming and wonderful experience, and I didn't feel like the lesson that I originally had just suited coming together after that. So I can't remember when it was, a couple weeks or beyond, that I just wrote down several passages, and I was thinking about, in our songbook, and most of you know this song, number 753. If you would, open your songbook, 753, Farther Along. And I may or may not attempt to lead this in a few moments. I've never led this song in my life, being a 9/8 song, and my throat is scratchy from all the singing we did. So I'm going to think about that for just a moment. If not, we're going to at least read the words here in a moment. And so, I don't know really where I'm going with this lesson to a large degree other than the passages that I have and this song that I was thinking about. Our brother Tom is not long for this world, right? And we've been talking about life and death, and we've been talking about how it's precious in the sight of God when one of his children die. And, I like to say periodically, you can't stay here. You can't stay here. You can't stay here. None of us can stay here. So that's why we seek God. We seek the words of God. And, and sometimes all of this can be overwhelming. People we love are passing away, and just chaos in the world and troubles that we experience, and our hearts just hurt. Right, and I know it's an emotion, but it's tangible, right? And it's right there, it seems. And our hearts get very heavy. And it's at that point, we either seek God more, or if we're not careful, we're going to pull away from God. The truth of the matter is, when we hurt, we begin to question. And you know what? Asking questions is okay. It's a good thing to ask questions. And so the plea in Scripture is for us to look beyond, to look beyond the physical. And so we sing songs like this. And so we sing Farther Along, we'll know all about it. Farther Along, we'll understand why. That's why we sing songs like that. That's why Brother Tom had a lot of favorite songs that he wanted sung, not only today, but also for his funeral. Right? He knew the emotional comfort that it would give his family, those particular songs. And so until then, until we know more about it, until we understand why, until then, few passages here I'd like you to think about. Until then, number one, we need to back up and get some perspective. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, your New American Standard, I love it, says, fix your eyes on Jesus. He's the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Until then, you know, take things day by day. Matthew 6 and verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, until then, count your many blessings. Until you know why, until you understand why, spend as much time as you can counting your many blessings. In Matthew 6, verse 25 and following, you know, don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on your body. Is your life worth not worth more than food, and the body worth more than clothing? You know, count your blessings. Right? Until then, remember that love that brings us to the very end, that helps us finish our race. 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8. So we can finish our race, that we can receive that crown of righteousness, right? Resulting by keeping the faith, resulting in that crown of righteousness. Until then, Romans 5, I want you to read this one with me. Go over to Romans 5, I want you to read it with me, verses 1 through 5. Right? And we're talking about when our hearts get heavy. We're talking about when we start asking questions. We ask, you know, why, Lord, do we face these things that we face? And we're talking about the plea in Scripture here. Focus on the good. Romans 5, beginning in verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Until then, we focus on our glorious future. Romans 8 and verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present age are not worthy to be considered to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Until then, imagine what we will be. In 1 John 3, verses 1 through 3. But first I want to read a passage out of Revelation 21, beginning in verse 1. So until then, until we know why, till we can fully understand what God wants us to understand, I need to see with spiritual eyes, to the best of my ability that's revealed in Scripture, what I will experience in God's glory. You want motivation? There it is. Listen. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. So until then, I'm going to have those spiritual eyes to see the glory that God is going to give me. And oh, how I don't deserve it, but yet he's going to give it to me and all who have loved his appearing. See, there's certain mysteries in life. You know, we're never going to know their outcomes until we rest with Jesus. Now go back to 1 John 3, if you would. But what we can know is this right here. And this passage is basically what this song is based on. This idea of farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. So 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. It's that idea of yes, I don't know, but I trust in God. I believe in the promises that He made, and that's good enough for me. I'm going to stay the course, regardless of what I face in this life here. And we find here in the text that the faithful Christian, you know, wants to know about heaven. And John openly admits that he doesn't know what it'll be like, what will exactly happen, right? But he trusts in God. And yet, you know, we struggle, we have heartaches. And there are some things in this life we just don't understand. Moses made a statement in Deuteronomy 29 and verse 29. He says, the secret things belong unto our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the works of this law. And I believe that to be a very powerful statement. And we can ask more questions than we'll ever have the answer to this side of eternity. But again, it's okay to ask. You know, when we're hurting, and sometimes we don't even hurt for ourselves, but we're hurting for others. Right? It's one of those things when we see a family around the deathbed of a loved one, and it hurts us, and our hearts become heavy. And we begin to think, why? We ask questions. Do we have all the answers that we want this side of eternity? No, but we have all the answers that we need. In a moment, we'll read from 2 Peter chapter 1. Now I'm going to attempt to lead this song. And I want you to help me out here. And I want you to really think about these words. Think about their meaning. We've been talking about the last two Sunday mornings, the power of song, the power of singing. Right here. Remember, not only are we glorifying God, but we're edifying one another. And we're encouraging that person that is in that pit of sin and despair to come up out of that pit. So let's go ahead and begin here in verse 1 and help me out. Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all of the long. While there are others living about us, never molested.
Shall meet Him in that bright mansion.
sunshine will understand it all my end. Second Peter, the first chapter, verse 3. You know, we have questions, and God, in His wisdom, hasn't revealed everything to us, everything that we want to know, but He's given us what we need to know. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Life and godliness, even if we don't understand why. You know, we strive to be pleasing to God in all things pertaining to life and godliness because that's what He's revealed to us, what we need to know pertaining to life and godliness. Titus, the second chapter, beginning in verse 11. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The grace of God teaches us that we live for His will, for His purpose, for His design. Fear God, keep His commandment, wise old Solomon says in chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes. Right? And do that, and the rest, it'll take care of itself. You keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. You fear your God, you keep His commandments. The rest, it's going to take care of itself. And the other questions that we ask that we don't have the answer to, we're going to have to rely on faith. God knows what He's doing. Right, Hebrews 11, verse 1, we're told that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we need to know and trust that God has the answers. I want to read two more passages here. Ephesians chapter 3, and then the lesson is yours. We need to trust that God knows the answers. Ephesians, the third chapter, read with me, beginning in verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know what reason He's talking about? You need to know the reasons He's talking about, and that's not a sermon we're going to do tonight. I encourage you to read this week. Is your heart heavy? Are you struggling with your faith? Find out the reason that He's talking about. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length, the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To Him be the glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now, God will accomplish in us greater things than we can even imagine. Right? That's what we're being told. But we first must submit to His purpose. We need to know what that reason is. For this reason, I bow my knees. We submit to His purpose in our lives and fulfill them. You know, and there's times in our lives when it's uncertain which way things are going to go. We sometimes feel like we don't know which way to turn, to whom to turn to. Right? Have you ever been there? I've been there. Maybe you're there right now. Right? And knowing that wisdom, biblical wisdom, is the application of knowledge. I seek that knowledge to apply that wisdom in my life for what I need to do. It comes from God. So sometimes uncertainty can only be alleviated by experiencing whatever it is or going through that experience. And when I place my faith in God at such times, He will help me get through. He'll help us, His people. One more passage, and the lesson is yours. Go back to Romans chapter 4, if you would. I want you to consider the example of Abraham. You know, God said he would have a son with Sarah. And this was way beyond Abraham's experience, right? He never heard of someone Sarah's age having a child. Way beyond his experience. This is why he's called the father of the righteous. Verse 19, Romans 4. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. We need to understand, we need to believe that our God assures us of many things, and we need to trust Him in that. And you know, there's so many uncertainties in this life, it's hard to turn things over to God, right? That's hard, that's difficult. But He's there, you know, and we need to remember justice, it's served through the cross. That's not for us to deal with. Jesus, His death on the cross was for the sins of mankind. And there's a God merciful. And He's merciful in the way that He brings justice. And I thought about adding that in there because of that first verse there. Sometimes that's our struggle in this song. You know, there's others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. And I think, you know, we begin to ask, why me? Why do I have to go through this? How come I have all these troubles and difficulties? Nothing ever works out for me. But look at these people living in sin. Everything works out for them. I want to know why. Let's remember God, He'll serve justice in His time. So let's take comfort here, and this is what I wrote down at the end of this that I really wanted us to think about, and we'll offer the Lord's invitation. Let us take comfort in what the Scripture teaches us, you know, concerning this physical life that we live in, right? Because as another song we sing, this world's not our home. And farther along, we'll know all about it. Farther along, we'll understand why. But until then, here's the plea. Stay the course and don't give up. Farther along, we'll understand all about it and we'll understand more. This evening, if you are subject to the gospel invitation, you have an opportunity to put on Christ in baptism with a responsive belief. If that is for you, we'd love to see you do that this evening. If you've done that and fallen away, maybe you're on the verge of giving up, right? Maybe you're just facing so much. You're right there. Why not bring it before the church? Let us pray for you, pray with you, whatever that situation is. Please don't hesitate. Let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.